As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tyler Thompson walked into Buffalo and almost beat them. 34-31 Bills win, 6-113. And a touchdown in that game. So in two consecutive playoff games, he had 14 catches, 314 yards, and 5 touchdowns. That's essentially like you could be the Steelers' wide receiver two. If you just put those two games on tape, you could have their wide receiver two job for a whole season, and your production would be about what they've been getting from the Van Jeffersons of the world. Better than, actually.
I mean, people are going to dog what he was unable to do last season in Jacksonville, and I might be getting ahead of myself here, but you brought up Van Jefferson, so it did spark me. Gabe Davis only played, I think, in 10 games last season. His numbers are very close to what Van Jefferson put up with the Steelers.
He 20 for 239 and 2 touchdowns, but that's the thing. So there's a couple things to know about this, because this is – we're all sitting here like – if everyone's ever gone up to Pima Tuning – and gone to the reservoir where you take like a bunch of stale bread and throw it to the fish, and they're just all like, they're all causing like a froth. You can't even see water because there's so many fish waiting. You ever done that, Donnie? When you have
yes.
Okay, so I was going to say, if you haven't, when you have kids someday, you will. And those fish are just up there, just greedy little SOBs. That's what we're all like with Steelers news. I mean, I'm just being very blunt and honest, especially if it involves them getting a wide receiver too, because Bobby Trees, I don't think, cuts it for most people, unless you're Nick Faribault, the world's biggest Robert Woods fan. Sorry, Nick. We like you. So, you know, we see this news and everyone freaks out. Relevant to know, our boy over at SpotTrack, Michael Giannitti, who I think is one of the most useful resources on the entire internet, he said, Davis earning $11.5 million from the Jags this season per his release. He is likely a 1.17 minimum salary, so vet minimum guy, for another team this year. So he's cheap. So that's the first thing to know about Gabe Davis. Cheap if you get him, most likely. He has also traveled and talked to, I think, the 49ers. The Giants were kicking the tires. This is concurrent, by the way, with Jonnu Smith of the Steelers basically being reported as a non-issue for the Steelers, non-factor, not happening. You and I think, are going to differ on this, and we're going to get the skinny on Gabe Davis from somebody who covered him for the first 4 years of his career very closely in about 15 minutes coming up. I'm not that impressed. Like, I look at him as a guy who put up some huge numbers in games where the entire country was watching, and therefore you go, oh my God, this dude is a monster. But whose numbers for the Steelers, it's the old ham sandwich to a man in the desert analogy. It's going to taste like the best food ever because the guy hasn't been eating. His numbers, like if you look at 2022, oh my God, 48 catches, 836 yards and 7 touchdowns, sign me up. He absolutely strikes me as a Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs creation. He, like if you want to use the more localized example, and he never put up numbers like this, and it's hard for me to say it definitively. They're very different players. I think Juju at his best was probably a more useful NFL player, maybe. It's kind of very hard to say. But he's kind of like the Juju when AB and Ben were still here. Juju puts up a couple crazy statistical seasons because He's seeing single coverage. He's seeing favorable matchups. Diggs plays his time in Buffalo for 4 years. Or, I'm sorry, not Diggs. Davis. He's there when Stephon Diggs is still getting the lion's share of the attention, when Josh Allen himself is just kind of getting a ton of attention for what he's capable of. And I think he feasted. But when you look closer at the numbers, you know what you see? A guy who only caught, like, the catch percentage here, which I think are, these are things that I look at. Receptions divided by targets. Very simple, right? He has never caught in his career more than 56.5% of the passes thrown his way. That 2022 season, which in pretty much every respect, Donnie, is his best year as a pro statistically, he barely caught 50% of the balls thrown to him. Some of those can be put on the quarterback, but some are on the receiver. Went and did a little bit more digging. 9 drops that year. He dropped almost 10% of the passes thrown his way that season. Then I went and looked a little further. Drop percentage of at least 6% or higher and at least 20 cumulative drops for 2020 to 2023. I'm essentially chucking last year out the window because he was hurt, but I'll get to that in a minute. 20 drops and a 6% or higher drop percentage. There's a couple huge names on there. Higgins and Chase are both in there. No one questions whether Ja'Marr Chase is, you know, top 3 receiver in the league. No one really questions how good T. Higgins is. The rest of the guys on there are varying degrees of good. They're all pretty good players. You have to get a fair amount of passes thrown your way to even register here. I would say it jumps out to me with Davis more than anybody else. I think he's kind of a one-trick pony. You don't see Gabe Davis running like a detailed route tree. He basically runs a lot of go balls. He gets targeted way down the field. He doesn't break a ton of tackles. He's going to catch the football on longer routes. Granted, Aaron Rodgers, if he ends up being this team's quarterback, can throw those. But I don't think he like offers you... I don't think he offers you a compliment to DK Metcalf. That's really where I zero out on this. I think you'd want somebody that does some things differently than DK Metcalf. I think Gabe Davis is a big, fat, pretty fast guy who does largely the same stuff that DK Metcalf's going to do. He's 6'2", he's 225, he's a big target. But it's been diminishing returns for him for a couple of years now. Passer rating when targeted, high point of 103.2 in 21, dropped to 80 the next year. What does that say about you if Josh Allen's your quarterback and that's what your target or your passer rating when they target you is? Nothing good, I would argue. So I'm anti this. I think it's got a lot of people pumped up. Here's the other reason I'm anti this, Donnie. Before I let you sound off, there's a reason teams have kicked the tires on him so far since Jacksonville released him as a failed physical designation and no one's picked him up yet. I think teams are worried about his health.
Yeah, which is tough because he is only 26. Like, he is still a very young player. And I'm not going to talk about the guy like he's Jerry Rice or Randy Moss or even a 10th or a 100th of what those guys were as players. But you brought up the analogy of the man starving. That is what the Steelers have done to themselves and to their fans, for that matter, because we have hit the same problem that we hit last season. I brought it up when they traded George Pickens, and I know the big question with the Metcalf move was, oh, can they coexist? Does this mean they will trade George Pickens? Ultimately, it did. But you and Pony were pretty celebratory of that, and I know that George Pickens was a pain in the ass, but we had to know that it was going to put them in a situation like this where we're talking about Gabe Davis like this dude's going to be a real option. They did it to themselves. They could have had DK Metcalf and George Pickens, but they didn't even want to try.
But I think George Pickens, again, is like a redundant skill set with Metcalf, and I'm not going to try to say that if you could get George Pickens on the straight and narrow, that wouldn't have been awesome, but it's also one of those questions where if George Pickens was somebody that they felt like they could rely on, they probably don't go out and pay DK Metcalf after they trade for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that point, but we saw that Pickens move happen, and I know the immediate reaction was for us to say, oh, I mean, let's go get Keenan Allen. He's still playing well in his mid-30s. Amari Cooper was better than what he showed in Buffalo last year. They just kind of lost him in the shuffle, and now they could very well settle on Gabe Davis because they might be afraid to do what they did last offseason when they waited around forever thinking that they were going to get their big wide receiver too, and they never got him.
of guys who have played for the Bills recently, I would have been more like enthusiastic about Amari Cooper just because of what I, if you assume Aaron Rodgers will be their quarterback, I think he's a more detail-oriented guy than Gabe Davis. Like,
I agree with you.
Here's another question I'll give you really quick here, because we got Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter and just reporter covering the team for WGR in Buffalo coming up next, and he's going to give us like the straight dirt on what this guy was and wasn't with the Bills. We know Rodgers is very prickly if he's going to be the Steelers quarterback, and I'll operate for the purposes of this hypothetical under that impression. We know he's prickly about details with his receivers. Would you rather have Gabe Davis, who in a vacuum is better than Alan Lazard because he's a big guy, big play threat, but maybe not as detail-oriented? Or would you rather have the guy that the quarterback you've already kind of sold out for is comfortable with? This pains me to say it. I'd probably rather have Lazard because I think there's already a built-in relationship.
They're probably going to end up doing that anyway.
I also think, like, we kind of gloss over injuries sometimes in the league. He's going to be available for veteran minimum, bottom line, because teams aren't sure he's healthy.
Yeah, he's a cheap player.
Like, and that's I think, like, what you can't lose sight of in these
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Discussions. Pony's not here today on the PM team, but guess what? Donnie and I are going to do a Bucko auction house at the bottom of the hour. Now, we have very infamously ruined the segment before by doing one when he was out where we just basically auctioned ourselves a couple of cheap wins, and he was so offended by what we did that he called a moratorium on the auction house. Was that last year we ruined it, Don? I think it had to have been.
Well, I know we did one for the Steelers.
Would it?
And it was two seasons ago. It was before they played the Rams.
Was it Steelers auction house that we ruined? I think it was Steelers auction house.
Yeah, and then I don't know what got him upset about the Pirates one last year.
I think he just stopped paying attention to it last year. But we've been very good. We've put the auction house in a specific place every week, so it's been much easier for us to keep track of it. Donnie, I promise you, this one's going to be one that we sweat. Like, this is not going to be a pleasant, oh, hey, how about pitches thrown by Paul Skeens tonight? I'll start the bidding at one. Okay, you win. We're not going to do that. We're not going to make a mockery of the segment just because he's out there trying to milk cows on one of his days off. Unsuccessfully, I might add. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find our guest right now. This man is the Bills reporter, sideline reporter. He covers them better than anybody for WGR up there in Buffalo. Friend of the show, had to deal with Pony at various points in his career. Sal Capaccio joins us right now because Gabe Davis is going to be coming in for a little visit with the Steelers tomorrow. Sal, thanks for joining us. How are you, man?
Pretty good. And just to clarify, now Pony and I kind of crossed over. He had left for Pittsburgh just as I got to Buffalo. I never had the pleasure of working with Andrew, but I've been on with him and he's been on with us.
Ships obviously passing in the night. Well, that was actually a major benefit for you, Sal, that you guys, that the ships actually did pass in the night. So I have a question about Gabe Davis. What is like fact and fiction with this guy? Because the numbers suggest one thing. He played one of the all-time great wide receiver games in the playoffs. Like I said to Donnie before we brought you on here that if the Bills had gone on to win that game, the 13 seconds game, and had won the Super Bowl, he's never buying a drink in Buffalo again on a four-touchdown game on the road against the Chiefs. And yet, like, I look at him and I can't shake this idea, Sal, and I'm wondering how you feel about it, that he was at least in part, if not majority, a creation of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs being there too.
Sure, I think you could understand and say that, and it would be partly true because I think anytime you have Josh Allen elevating everybody and then you have someone like Stephon Diggs, you're going to have better numbers. But I think really the juxtaposition about Gabe Davis is more so about that game and the expectations it created, and then not only not quite meeting those expectations, but really kind of having some drops and some times where he truly and wasn't the guy that people thought he could be the next year in Buffalo and the next couple of years, I guess. And I think that's where everything kind of goes each way that you take a look at it, because you could take that game and say, oh my God, this guy was amazing. He's a fourth round pick. Look what he did. And he came into his own, and you're 100% right. One of the great games in Buffalo Bills, not NFL history, in the playoffs. But if you go after that, you say, okay, he did some nice things after that, but he never truly lived up to what the expectations were placed on him because of that game. And on top of it, he had some tough ones. He had some drops. Mm-hmm. And I think people look at that. Bills fans, I'll tell you this, when he was let go, there were many of us going, okay, well, Gabe Davis knows the system, knows Josh. There were a lot of Bills fans saying, no thanks, we don't want him.
That's kind of damning, and that's why I went down this road with you to start, because I also looked up the drops, because one of them is there's anecdotal and thinking you heard it, you saw it. I mean, I follow a lot of you guys at WGR. Nate Geary, I think, was probably complaining about it one day or another where I saw it on Twitter or something like that. Mm-hmm. But my memory, honestly, Sal, was that Bills fans that I followed, that was his reputation, like too many drops in big spots, and essentially he hadn't earned the fans trust up there even with that huge game in the playoffs, as a big-time performer.
I would say that's accurate. Now, you know, you could go back to every single time a guy drops a ball, and is it a true drop, or is it a ball that, you know, maybe wasn't put in the right spot? I mean, there was one against Denver on a Monday night where, I think it was Denver, it might have been the Giants game, but either way, I mean, Josh threw such a bullet, I don't know if anybody could have caught it, and like, I think you're like really like bruise the heck out of Gabe's hands. I'm not making an excuse, but you know, there are a lot of times where you could just kind of find a circumstance where there was a drop that shouldn't have been, but there were other drops that he just should have caught. And oh, here we go again. Gabe Davis dropped another pass, but then there were these big moments. And then against the Steelers, you guys remember the 98 yard, I think it was, mm-hmm. touchdown, right?
Yep.
And he gets behind the defense. And this is what his reputation was. He had a nickname here, Big Play Gabe, Playoff Gabe, right? And the big moments, the big plays he made, it was the consistency that was lacking from Gabe Davis. Now, All that said, I'll say this. Gabe Davis was a great like player to have on the Buffalo Bills from a standpoint of what a hard worker. He won the Bills offseason, I think it's called the Iron Bill Award, 2 years in a row for the best offseason worker. This guy's a tireless worker. He actually owns a I know Gabe pretty well. I know people around him pretty well. I've been to his what they call the draft academy. Him and his some of his representatives, they own a place in Florida, in Orlando, where they train other people and players getting ready for the combine, and that's Gabe's facility. And I've been down there, and it's amazing. And he is a tireless worker. He's going to be a great teammate, but there were just too many inconsistencies that came along with that expectations placed on him after that big game.
Sal Capaccio, Bills reporter, sideline reporter for WGR in Buffalo, telling us everything we need to know about Gabriel Davis, who is coming in to visit the Steelers purportedly tomorrow as they continue to search for any wide receiver with legs, arms, and functional skills to go opposite DK Metcalf. His catch percentage, I like looking at this stat because most of the best guys in the league will be 65% or higher. Diggs for his career is like 70% of the targets. He catches them. Davis is around 54%, pretty low. I know Jacksonville was an injury-riddled campaign for him last year. Was the catch percentage hovering around 50 to 55% in Buffalo because of the types of routes he was running and what they were asking him to do, or more of what you just described with some of the drops and the lapses that were kind of inexplicable, Sal?
Well, I'm really glad that you brought that up because it is part of the catch percentage partly due to the routes. There are those that go into the actual drops that go into it. There's no doubt about that. There were just a few too many of those. But he also had, I believe, if not the highest, very close to the highest ADOT in the league in Buffalo, average depth of target. He was a guy they threw to downfield. And let's think about this for a second. When you're throwing the ball downfield, obviously that's a little bit tougher to complete in any situation. But then you throw into it the weather in Buffalo, later games, right? I mean, like those kinds of things can matter to a catch percentage. So he wasn't an underneath guy. In fact, there was a lot of talk here about why do they use him underneath more? Like get Gabe the ball. Like he's a bigger guy. Then he can run a little bit after the catch. And they try to do that. There was a game in Buffalo, another game, and I don't remember exactly who they played, but he had one of his better games of his career shortly after. It was a tough game, and then all of a sudden he had a ton of targets, a ton of catches, but they used him underneath. And everybody said, oh, let's do that. But it just didn't work out consistently enough to do that, and it wasn't his spot. The other thing about Gabe, though, that this is part of the do you like him, do you not like him? You like a lot of the, okay, big plays down the field, you don't like the drops. But also, he's a really willing and good blocker. He led the Bills in snaps every year he was here, basically, at wide receiver, I think it's like the second year, over Stephon Diggs, over anybody else, because whenever he was on the field, there was always the threat to run or throw because you didn't know with him specifically on the field what the Bills would do.
If Mike Tomlin listens to this show and somehow didn't know what you just said about Gabe Davis's reputation as a blocker, his ears just perked up because he and Arthur Smith probably can't imagine anything they'd like more in a wideout. The other thing, though, Sal, here, before we let you go about Gabe Davis that just gives me pause, it's a torn meniscus in his left knee that happened, and this guy has already visited, I think, multiple teams, hasn't left with a deal anywhere yet. He'll be probably a vet minimum player because of what the Jags owe him, but I also just wonder in a very basic sense about his health and how much, 90 to 95% of Gabe Davis is a major departure from this guy at full strength, basically.
Yeah, it is important to remember that Gabe wasn't just released. He was released with a failed physical designation.
Correct.
Right? I mean, like that's part of it. Even in Buffalo, when people were talking about it, I would bring that up and say, you have to remember, like, is he even healthy? You have to think about that, right? Like, what are you bringing into your locker room, into your group, if the guy isn't going to be completely healthy? And, guys, he was pretty healthy most of his career, and then he started to get banged up. He actually missed the playoff games, the last couple games before his before he eventually departed for Jacksonville. He didn't play in the playoffs because he got hurt in Miami in week 18 when the Bills clinched the division that Sunday night game that was flexed. He got hurt in that game. He didn't play in the playoffs coming in the next couple of weeks. So he's actually been dealing with some injuries. And look, when you're that kind of guy and you're a guy that's going to be a willing blocker on the field all the time, I think those things can definitely add up to you. So yeah, I think that would give me pause as well. Look, if you're getting a healthy Gabe Davis, I don't think he can be a bad addition. I think the value is what you have to look at there, and that's why the Bills let him go. The Bills would have signed Gabe Davis. They would love to have him back, but they just weren't going to go to the kind of money that he got from Jacksonville. And I will tell you, because like I said, I got to know Gabe and his reps a little bit. Pittsburgh was interested in him when he was a free agent the first time around. So were the Bears. There were a couple other teams, but when all this went down in Jacksonville, I immediately said, okay, I think he could go to Pittsburgh. And now you think about Arthur Smith, the offense he runs, you think about them not getting Jonnu Smith. Maybe this is Gabe, people in Buffalo said Gabe should be a tight end.
Like, I knew you were going to go that route. Yeah.
Yeah, right, right. I don't agree with that.
Right.
But that is the type of player I think that would appeal to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter. Nobody does it better in Buffalo covering the Bills for WGR. We appreciate it, Sal. Thanks for the insights, man.
All right, be good, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good stuff right there. Man, can you imagine Tomlin and Smith's ears perking up when they, granted, they already know this. He blocks? That's interesting right there. I think we have to come back to that, Don. Sal saying, hey, the Steelers were poking around when he was actually a free agent. The guy is a willing blocker. That's good stuff right there from somebody who would know, who knew him pretty damn well. You know what that is, that interview? It's great producing by you to book him. That's elite level work.
I think Sal's fantastic.
He's a big fan of his work.
Man,
I think, were you, I don't know if you would have been on the show as the producer yet. We had him on because he was on site in the DeMar Hamlin game.
Yeah, I was here for that.
That's what I thought. Yeah, because that was early 22, not early 21. One of the more emotional things I've ever heard somebody recount, and he was terrific in that interview. That one has stuck out with me for a very long time in my career. That interview we did with Sal the first time.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, hell yeah, brother. It's time for another trip in to the legendary Bucko Auction House. This one's heating up, by the way. I feel like we all have a significant amount of liability I think there are only a couple bets that are really looking bad. I have it right here in front of me, Don. And by the way, before we dive fully into the Bucko Auction House, 2025 Fan 5 Alarm t-shirts, it's only a couple days away. They're available online. Go to KeystoneCustomApparel.com. Get your commemorative shirt. A portion of the proceeds benefit local volunteer fire departments. Very cool and very good shirts, too. They're the high-quality ones, the stretchy ones, you know, not like those old cotton ones you get as a kid when they'd go in the washing machine and the dryer one time, they shrank to, like, down a full size. Donnie knows what I'm talking about. We all fell victim to that back in the day. The Bucko Auction House, though, has been, it's been highly competitive, Donnie. I think that's the best way I could put it. Only ones that I feel are, like, dead and buried. I don't love your Pirates win total for the season. I'll be honest. You can thank Shelty. Although, I guess if they were to play 38 games at 14 games under 500, and then they play exactly 500 ball under Donnie Kelly, guess how many wins they'll have? 74. It'd be 74 and 88. God, if you got that, I would be fuming.
I'd be calling for the Don Kelly statue.
I'd actually be happy that Don Kelly would have shown he might be like the right manager for the future, but for Bucko Auction House purposes, God, would I be ticked. What else looks bad? Joey Bart home runs over 14. I might as well put that one in red. That one does not look promising. I still can't get over and Manuel Valdez winning one for you already, and also me betting on those battling Bucks to end that four or less run streak and getting one in the black. Let's go. Are you ready to play today in the Bucko Auction House?
Let's do it, Malzie.
All right, Don. First up for auction, Pirates team victories in the month of June. I counted they will play 27 games. They are already 0-1. I will start the bidding. Obviously, we're guessing they got to get over this number at one. One win for the Pirates in the month of June.
How many games do you say total there they play?
I counted 27 games unless I screwed up royally here.
Okay. I'll go two.
I will go four.
Eight.
Oh, my God. You're already waffling? I'm going to go nine.
I will go 10.
I'll go 11.
12.
Whoa. 12 wins for the Pirates in the month of June. They will play 27 games. They are already 0-1. They are 10-12 in the 22 games Donnie Kelly has managed. 12 wins for the Pirates in the month of June. Going once. 12 wins for the Pirates in the month of June. Going twice. Sold. You bought them. I couldn't do it. That was the magic number. I couldn't get to 13-14.
So I'll push at 12-15. If they go 13-14,
yeah,
that's a winner.
Yep. Got to get. That's always the rule here in the auction house. On the number is a push. Over the number is the win. How do you feel about that one? I mean, I think so. I'm going to pat myself on the back here a little bit. I think that was a good one. They had a horrible May, but almost all of the wins, I think, in May came with Don Kelly. I think all, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I think all of them did. I think they were 0 for May under
Barrett
Shelton.
Yeah, if you remember how they started in May, they lost like every game that first week.
Right, so they were, I think they
fired him on the 8th.
They would have been 0-6 under Shelton, I think, that month. Maybe 0-7 for some reason sounds right. I think 0-6, though. And then, 10-11 in May under Donnie Kelly.
Yeah, I mean,
0-7.
And, yeah, they're by no means a great team or anything under him, but they are clearly playing more spirited baseball. So I'm gonna hold some promise.
What are you
in
doing? Purple prose from the beginning, from like the 1900s. A spirited effort by the Buccaneers as they challenge the Redlegs. Actually, that would have been during, I think, the 50s.
That might be a Joe Block call here soon enough.
A spirited effort by Paul Skeens. He's yours, Pittsburgh. One thing I did not do while I was doing this, I counted up the number of games in June, but I did not go hunting because I felt like this would have been unfair on my part. I did not go and actually look who they were playing. Like, I didn't have the schedule memorized. Philly, coming up after Houston, I don't love that for you. Miami, that could get better. Four on the road against the Cubs, followed by three on the road against Detroit. Ugh. Three on the road against Milwaukee, three at home against the Mets, one against St. Louis. I don't know, man. I think you might be in a tough spot. Might be. All right. Next up for auction, Henry Davis season home runs. He has two of them currently. We will start the bidding at three total home runs for Henry Davis this season. I will say three for Henry Davis. He has two to start with already. We're just guessing the entire total.
Four.
Five. I'm going to start. Five home runs for Henry Davis the entire year. He's already 40% of the way there. Going once.
I'll go six.
God, you sounded like you were making a life or death decision there. Six home runs for Henry Davis for the entirety of this season. He's got two right now. He would need four to tie for a push the rest of the way. He'd need five to make it a winner. I'll go seven. Seven home runs for Henry Davis for the entirety of the year, already with two on the year. Seven home runs for Hammerin' Hank Davis, who seems like he's getting more and more reps at catcher now. He might be becoming the man. Seven home runs for Henry Davis this season, going once. Seven home runs for Henry Davis this season, going twice. So, you bought him. We're all in on the Davis trade, baby. I feel like
I mean, you're really in on Davis again.
I have a lot of leverage on me again, Davis-related leverage, but even slumping a little, that big game he had, he was hitting like 222. I felt like I was on easy street. He's still at 197. He's got to go like 0 for his next six, I think. One thing I do feel pretty strongly about is Joey Bart was not their guy. And granted, he had a ton of pedigree too as a second overall pick, but he was not their player. I do think one of the things that should be seen the rest of the way here is, does Henry Davis have it at all? Is he somebody who actually like flourished because of the, it might flourish a little bit. I'm not saying he's going to become like some great player, but is he going to flourish under the Kelly regime? All right, last one. Andrew Heaney, Pirates starts the rest of the season. How many starts will Andrew Heaney make for the Pirates the rest of this year? He pitched on June 1st, so two nights ago, he was the pitcher who started for the Pirates. He has made 12 starts. Andrew Heaney is also not exactly the kind of guy you think necessarily will be here for a long time. It starts from this point onward, so it's how many starts from this point onward. So it's a small number, so it's one, you know what I mean? Here we go. I will start the bidding at one more start by Andrew Heaney for the rest of the year.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven. Seven starts the rest of the year for Andrew Heaney.
I'll go eight.
God dang it.
I'm trying to do some math. I have no idea where it works out to.
I'm doing some math as well. Eight starts the rest of the way for Andrew Heaney. Going once. Eight starts the rest of the way for Andrew Heaney. I'll go nine. I will go nine. Nine starts the rest of the way for Andrew Heaney in a Pirates uniform. If he gets to 10, I win. Nine is a push. I might have bit off more than I could chew here, though. Nine starts for Andrew Heaney with the Pirates the rest of the way going once. Nine starts the rest of the way for Andrew Heaney going twice. Damn it, Donnie. Sold. I'm stuck.
I can't get the double digits.
I did the back of the napkin math, and here's what got tough. He has started 12 games. I'm spitballing here. 50 or so left till the All-Star break. And so if he's going every fifth day and taking his turn, he's pitching too well. He's not going to get bumped out of a start when Chandler comes up. What I was wondering about were off days and were they going to reconfigure the rotation based around off days, but I feel like that's something you do when you're in the thick of contention. So I'm playing a straight math game here. If they've got, I think, a little bit like 52 or 53 games left this season before the trade deadline, the other game I'm playing right now is, are they going to trade him well in advance of the deadline? Is somebody going to get desperate and make them a good offer before July 31st? Why did I do that? Eight was the number, and I should have just eaten crap and let you have it. All right, so I need 10 starts out of him. There's no way.
Yeah, I mean,
if he
is still on the roster like the day of the trade deadline.
I'm going to be
one of the last.
I am going to be sweating bullets that entire time. That is going to be a brutal one. I got caught with my hand in the cookie jar there. That's the bottom line. I should have jumped. That's where the betting strategy or the auction strategy is lost on me. I should have jumped right to the number I thought and put you to a decision. Hold on. Let me do it. You want me to do a Starkey? All right. Coming up, we will talk to Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown. We are about 3.5 weeks into the Don Kelly administration. Just going to continue to get Brownie's take on that. Also, one Pirate starter somehow did not have the best pitching month in the National League in May, which is insane when you find out what his numbers were. And also, you know Brownie is going to have takes on the Henry Davis called strike three. It's not a happy story. I cannot wait to get Brownie's opinion on all that coming up next. By the way, you've heard about your opportunity to be next up on The Fan, so here's how this happens. Come out to the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department Thursday, June 5th, that's this Thursday, from 7 to 9 p.m. Take part in our Next Up on The Fan talent search. 2 minutes. You get 2 minutes to give us your best take. So you might have had a take brewing in there for a very long time. You get 2 minutes, do your best take. That is the interview process. Boom. Done. We're going to pick two winners from each location we go to. One final winner is going to be our newest part-time talent. Do not miss your chance to be one of the first two to move on here. For more info, dates, locations, after this one coming up on the 5th, you can visit 93.7thefan.com. I still remember, Donnie, at a radio station long ago in a galaxy far, far away, old ESPN 1250, because I like to clear up the fact that I did not win a contest that The Fan put on that nobody was aware of in 2010. I won it somewhere else and then had a lot of demo tapes as a result. I still to this day remember my initial whatever it was. I think it might have been 90 seconds. I remember the initial subject matter. It was making an economics to baseball. I think I said something that I thought was real clever, like, I want to talk about markets. And no, I'm not talking about Wall Street. I'm talking about small market baseball, like smarmy little idiot Chris thought he was clever. And I did like a 90-second rant about why the Twins, the A's, and I think the Rays were so good at developing players on a budget and why the Pirates stunk at it. That was my take. That was the take that launched 1,000 ships, Don.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.